You are listening to Purpose Over Perfection, hosted by me, Adrienne Reilly. I'm a mom, a blogger, an entrepreneur, and I love encouraging and empowering other women. You don't have to feel lost, anxious, overwhelmed, or confused with life anymore, and I'm here to help you embrace who you really are and explore all of those opportunities. So today we're talking about you have to start somewhere. I know a lot of us get really overwhelmed at the thought of starting a workout or starting something they've always wanted to do, or even just picking up a book and starting a change in their life. So I guess today I'm just going to have some words of encouragement. This definitely might be a really hard pill for some of you guys to swallow, but if you're not changing anything in your life, you are absolutely choosing it. I will happily give an example. If you wake up every single day and are just hating your job, hating your life, hating your husband, your children, the environment you're in, the friends you have, you're feeling absolutely energetically lost, you have no time for yourself, you're not even living the life that you thought you'd be living. You know, the life we all picture in our heads in junior high and high school with like the dream husband, the dream kids, the dream job, the dream house, and you're not even close to living any of that. First of all, life is definitely not a fairy tale, but there is so many different steps that we can take in order to stop feeling like that and to stop feeling angry and miserable and drained in our lives. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that we have the ability to change any given moment, any given day. We have that power and we are able to control our own lives, not other people, but our own lives and the environment we choose to put ourselves in, the job we choose to work. We get to choose all of that from the time we open our eyes until the time we close them. Obviously, when we are sleeping, that's out of our control, but anything else that has to do with yourself immediately, not your children, not your husband, not anything like that, but yourself and what you choose to do with yourself. I think it's important that you know you just have to take it one step at a time and you have to start somewhere. If you're feeling drained, you could probably absolutely benefit from personal development, and this does not mean spending millions of dollars on yourself. They can look as simple as picking up a self-help book, and self-help books are not sad and not a call for help. What they are a resource for you to use the tools, tips, tricks, and just really gain value and knowledge from that book. And a podcast is this. Is what you're listening to, and it's just to encourage you and to open your eyes to different doors that you never knew were there, or it could be even going to a speaking event. There are so many things in your local big cities. I'm not sure if you live in a big city. I've always lived in like smaller towns, so we would always travel to other places, but my point is at least within an hour of you, I am so sure that there is at least an opportunity for you to go see a motivational speaker. Or this can look as simple as doing one workout and just getting your body moving and your heart pumping and those positive chemical reactions just going in your brain and helping you feel more positive. It can look like drinking more water. It can look like eating a vegetable, like one vegetable a day. You could start with that. And if you're in business, I'm not sure if anyone else listening to this is in business, it could be as simple as restarting your podcast, making a blog post, working on your website just one moment at a time, one section at a time, or working on your Facebook page or working on your Instagram and just one sale at a time. And I think that we just need to start, and we sometimes get so caught up in our goals and so caught up in what we could be doing or what we want to be doing that we forget that we need to just start. And it's okay if we flop and fail sometimes, but the whole point is that we are trying our hardest and we are always just starting somewhere instead of staying in the same miserable place in life. And I know so many people who can absolutely agree to this, that they just find no value and they are feeling absolutely stuck, but I'm here to encourage you, just take it one step at a time. So I guess this all just goes back to that hard to swallow pill that if you're not changing anything in your life, you are choosing your path. I also just wanted to say I totally understand that there are some circumstances that are extremely unfortunate and out of our control. Absolutely, there are certain things that go on in our life that we just have to kind of go with the flow and take a step back from everything and kind of heal from whatever trauma or situation we just went through. But generally speaking, where there's no trauma and no horrible events going on, just an average person, day-to-day life, you have so much opportunity to just start. I've said that little phrase, just start, so much in this podcast, but it's just so important that I just want to encourage you and remind you, like, this can be as simple as stop drinking pop every day. It can be as simple as telling yourself every single morning when you look at yourself in the mirror, I am amazing, I am beautiful, I am strong, I'm intelligent. Saying positive affirmations, this can be something as simple as writing in your journal just 5 things you are so incredibly grateful for every morning, so you can start the day off on a positive note. Or you can start praying if you believe in God. You can start in so many different avenues of life. And I'm just here once again to just kind of empower you that, you know what, you can do it. You can just start right at this second. As soon as you stop this podcast, you can stop and change something, journal about it, figure out the attainable things that you can do, and be consistent about it. Because consistency is absolutely key. You can't just stop. Let's just use pop for an example. You can't just stop drinking pop for one day and think that all of a sudden your life is healthier. All of a sudden, one pop gone, but you're still drinking for the rest of the month. That is just not how it works. But what would make your life healthier is if you stopped drinking pop for an entire month, and maybe you only let yourself have pop once a week to help you just like look forward to the end of the week. You know, I did it. I'm allowed to have one pop this week. I get to fit it into my schedule however I want, and I'm reducing the amount of sugar that's in my diet. Or maybe you invest in some I think it's called Zevia. It's this pop made with stevia leaf extract, and it's non-GMO, organic, you know, all of that fun stuff. And it tastes exactly like pop, but you can have a little bit of guilt-free with it, and you are making a little bit of a healthier choice. Obviously, it's not as healthy as a cucumber or a pepper or tomatoes, but it is a really good supplement or switch, I guess, to pop. So you can just like be consistent about it. And maybe instead of that once a week looking forward to a Pepsi or a Diet Coke or whatever, you could look forward to once a week having that Zevia pop instead in replacement. So I just want to let you know that you're not alone. We all want to better our lives, and sometimes we all got to take a step back and call ourselves out. I would love for you to take a screenshot of this and post it on your Instagram story and just let me know your biggest takeaway. Just so you know, at the end of every month, I give 2 people a free Starbucks gift card just for supporting me and sharing this on your Instagram story. You can tag me at adrian.reely, adrianne.reely, and I will be putting you in a draw for that Starbucks gift card, because since you're supporting me, I want to be able to give back to you and make your day as bright and positive as I can. So thank you so much for tuning in, and just know that you are capable of making that change to live a life you love.